Do you mean to tell me that that's the call that you make? That's the call that you make when you have one of the, you know, all week long, we've been hearing about beast mode, beast mode, beast mode, beast mode. I'm about to action boss, all this different stuff. And then you do this at the end of the game. Don't give me this 8 man in a box. Like I was telling someone earlier today, I don't care if there's 50 people in the box. I'm running through all of them. Because we can, you know why you're going to run through all of them? They're the difference between you getting a championship or not. So that's stupid. You got 20 seconds left in the game to make a decision to stop the idiot, to stop them from doing what they're going to do. So you throw an interception, but guess what? It's not over because then you have a chance. What happens? Oh, Tom Brady's in the end zone because you were on the right, you were on the 1 yard line where all this stuff happened. And so what he has to do, he has to try to get up. Even though you can call the safety if you keep his behind back there. Because he can't run the clock out because he's in, you know, he's back to the end zone. And so so you make a boneheaded move by jumping offsides. Not just jumping offsides, but jumping tremendously offsides and putting your arms on the freaking offensive players. You're an idiot. Like, you deserve to lose at that point. You had two chances. What's that phrase? What's that one video that you keep putting up there that you see all the time for, like, every time someone messes up on something? You had one job. And you blew it. That's what happened. So, yes, JoJo, I know you just heard me do all my ranting. Huh? I know you just heard me do all my ranting. I had to get off my chest.
Are you still ranting about how Dallas lost?
No. We're talking about something different now. We're talking about the Super Bowl, about the Seahawks losing.
I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
I know you don't really watch football, but even you that's not a football fan, even though you don't watch football, you would still understand how stupid, even you would say, wow, that's a stupid call. Because it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that's a stupid call or not. You don't have to be a football fan to see that one. And I'm telling you, JoJo, when I say this play call they made was stupid, it was stupid.
It's over now, and that's all that matters.
Oh, no, it's not. You know why? Because I got a bunch of Boston people keep inboxing me, text me right after the game, and I've been to Boston. I love the city design and all that, how everything is laid out, but I cannot stand some of those people up there because it's so – you talk about cocky people, super cocky in those accents, the hammer, all that stuff. Oh. I'm from the East Coast.
It's
not over
with.
I don't want to hear that crap.
Okay, hold on. Wait.
We go, because I'm going to go ahead and cut you off on that one, because when the Rockets won, you kept going
over.
On and on.
There is no more Super Bowl until next year. The Rockets still have games to play, and I think Dallas still has games that they're playing. But the Super Bowl is once a year. I don't care for football, but
over.
I know enough that Super Bowl is once a year.
You can still be mad. It'd be different if I was on next Monday to talk about this, but this is like yesterday. So for me to still be annoyed, that's cool. Now, if I'm talking about next week, that's a different discussion, but it's a first wound. I didn't do a show yesterday, so, of course, I got to talk about it today because I did a show today. So, yeah, I got to get that off my chest. Because I hate that team that much. That's how much I hate them.
Don't we have a guest today?
Yes, we do. We will be bringing him on in about 5 minutes. So, yes. And
the Super Bowl is over for this show. This show, we're done with Super Bowl. We're done talking about it.
You know what, JoJo? I'm not gonna have you ruin my moment because I didn't get to talk about this. I don't do shows on Sundays, so I got to get it out. And that's what the people want to hear. They want to hear me going on this stuff. So other stuff, Kurt, speaking of Super Bowl, some crazy stuff that happened. What is it with every time a big Super Bowl happens, right? Or a big event, a sports event, period. It could be the All-Star game, whatever. These celebrities do the dumbest things they can possibly do when that's going on. Especially when you know the next day for news is like, okay, we don't want to talk about the score of the Super Bowl day, or the score of the All-Star game, whatever. What else? Give us some more news. Come on, let's go, let's go. And then you get all these people messing up. What the one that's the biggest story that people keep going in on is Warren Sapp. Warren Sapp got charged for soliciting a prostitute. Now, let me go. I mean, I'm a person. I'm a smart man. I have to put two and two together. And so I want you to play. I'm going to listen pretty good, JoJo. And let me put this math problem together. Okay, so you're in Arizona, right? Not Phoenix, Arizona, Phoenix, Glendale, that area. You're not too far from Las Vegas or whatever.
Ooh, Vegas.
And so what do you think is going to happen? or not just Las Vegas, you know, this it being any kind of a big event. You know, the prostitutes and stuff, they go that direction too. And so I'm just saying, these people gotta be tripping. Oh my God, I can't even think about that. They have got to be kidding me, because you're a person who's a media personality, all this stuff. You got all these groupies, and you get in trouble for messing with prostitutes. What the heck? And Warren Sapp, that's what for, because he used to come in my tiny chat room all the time and clown. But he does this dumb boneheaded move. I'm like, oh, bro, why? I'll tell you, JoJo, like, what's your take on that as far as, like, celebrities, you know, paying for a second set of, you know, they got all these groupies that are trying to throw it at them.
I don't think everybody's crazy.
What'd you say?
I said, I think everybody is crazy. Whenever they do these big events, Super Bowl, All-Star Weekend, all that, everyone wants to sit up here and be the biggest hoes, whether they're male or female, and they're acting like they've never seen anybody in their lives. This is all over with. Once the guy's done, that's it. We'll buy you here until next year, or the next event.
You're still talking about the game. I'm not talking about the game.
I'm talking about everything in general. All this case that goes on when it's a big event, because there's a lot of media and a lot of coverage, and nobody sets up about it for at least 2 or 3 weeks until it's over with, and they find something new. So everybody wants to try and get a spotlight for something, whether it's good or bad, but it's usually something bad or very stupid.
But my main thing is I'm tripping off of is, like, this story about soliciting, you got in trouble for soliciting a prostitute. I can see with some random dude off the street that, you know, because he's not famous, he can't use it to his advantage, or has money, he can use it to his advantage. You're a former NFL player. You're now a media personality. Thus, you have groupies everywhere, and you mean to tell me you have to pay for sex? Wow, I've heard it all now. I mean, that's not uncommon, but I didn't think that's stupid. You got groupies, and you're ready to pay for it. Like, I guess.
I'm telling you, stupid.
Like, give an example. Who's a celebrity if you came to you right now and they gave you a chance? Who would you go out to? Because I'm about to use one for myself too to prove a point here. Like, for me, if Tyler Pratt came to you right now and said she was going to give me to me, I'd give her to her. She wants to pay me to do something with her. I'd do it for free and over again. But these people are so stupid. They want to go to the people they got to pay for. I'm done. I'm done. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song break. This is Pump Fake. My boy Kevin Anthony, we come back. We're bringing on Charles all the way from Richmond. Chop it up with him. Big time model. We can't wait to talk to him. We'll be back right to this track right here on Life in the Dust Live. Your boy Sandy J and JoJo. Yeah.
This way, I should put you on display, girl, is you real, cause I done heard about you, and all them little games you play, but don't act shy, no don't act shy, hurry up and talk, we ain't got no time, we ain't got no time, so go and spit your line. To get, you playing kid games, I'll admit, but just say something, girl, just say something, just take the first step, or it won't be nothing, or it won't be nothing, cause you got my heart fumbling, go ahead and prove me wrong, change my mind like you, changing up.
Congrats. Big up to that, man.
Yeah, so one of them,
one of those happened. One of those magazines happened to be Human Canvas. That's my favorite. You know, right now that's my favorite.
I heard they are pretty good. I heard that magazine was pretty good. That's all I'm hearing.
Oh,
yeah.
Steady, don't be modest.
Yeah, they doing some big things over there. That's all I've been hearing.
We're loving it. We're loving it here in Richmond. We're loving Human Canvas here in Richmond.
Yes.
With here in Big Time, with Big Time, though, we got a few models who was thinking about giving that a shot. You know, want to see if they can follow Charles' footsteps. You know, that's gonna be difficult, but maybe we can give it a try.
You know, and the crazy thing is, you would be aside of myself. I'll count myself as one, but aside myself, you would be the second male model that's been in the magazine.
Yeah. And who was the first one, Seth? Who was that?
The first one was Derek. He was on the front cover. Matter of fact, JoJo, that's the one you kept going crazy about. He was like, oh, my God, who's there on the cover?
Oh, whatever happened to him?
Okay. Hold on a second, man. I'm feeling a little weird here because you're going crazy over Derek, but nobody said you was going crazy over Charles. I'm having a problem with that, JoJo. JoJo, can you go crazy over Charles, please? Just a little bit. Something. Come on, don't do that.
See, what happened was JoJo just saw yours.
I heard.
No, I'm serious. I did just see it.
No, I'm telling you, it was crazy. Oh my, she was like one of the first people on. She was like one of the first people on the comments. It was hilarious. JoJo was cracking me up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, JoJo. Listen, I heard earlier in the show, I heard you was talking about the Warren Sapp thing with the groupies and the prostitutes and things like that.
Yes, man. What do you got to say about that? Because
that's crazy, right?
If you're a celebrity, why do you have to pay for sex? I mean, ain't it a bunch of women trying to throw it at you anyway?
I mean, probably so. But, you know, I guess paid sex, you can just, you know, pay for what you want and everybody go their separate ways. I really don't have a problem with paid sex. You know, I get a little something for it. You know what I mean? People pay me all the time. You know, so I don't have a problem with it.
Well, you know what? I made a joke about this before with somebody. Isn't sometimes, aren't we all paying for sex in some type of way? You know, you got
In some kind of way.
You got
to
take on
the
day.
Flowers or
it got
to
be a nice place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna pay for it one way or another. You know what I mean? But I guess that cash thing is a problem. You know, so I don't have a problem.
Yeah, it's that cash event. It's different. They give them the cash event instead.
That's right. I really don't have a problem with it though. But another thing you was talking about was the groupies. Now I'm gonna give you a website because I'm gonna need a few groupies. You know, being that I'm getting all these magazines and everything, I'm gonna need a few. I'm gonna give a website to. So all of those wannabe groupies, they can definitely follow Charles, no doubt.
Yo, let them know. We'll step way upside. Let them know.
just send it to Big Time and just put, you know, GC. We'll know what that means because sometimes you don't want to put it out there that you want to be a groupie, but you would just put GC and we'll know. Greg up there will, you know, get you to me, no problem.
Oh, man, you're too much, man. Too much now. I'm going to jump into the time machine on you, man. Like, what made you get into modeling in the first place?
Well, actually, it really just comes from dressing and things of that nature. You know, I like to wear nice, tight outfits, and most of the time I'm you know, dressing in ties and little vests and things like that, and a lot of times people would, you know, just give me compliments on, you know, the way I carry myself. And I try to carry myself like a gentleman for the most part. And then when I've been knowing Greg over at Big Time for a little while. And, you know, I got up with him. And he was just telling me to take a couple of shots. And, you know, he started advising me on a few things as far as modeling goes. Took a few shots. You know, he submitted them, and everything worked out pretty good.
Yes. The crazy thing is, too, the February issue you be in it, a lot of people don't know that was planned a long time ago, even before you probably even knew. Like, mm-hmm. That was already planned. Like, I remember I told Greg and said, "Oh man, it's a crazy idea I got," and so okay, and then it happened. Like, whoa, that was one of the wildest ones in there. Like, it's a that whole entire issue is just you get a little bit of everything. Like that just like threw me like, whoa. Because I think this issue woke up people to another level to see that you never know what I'm going to throw at you. Like, different photographers with different ideas and different models with different ideas. If you just allow you to be honest again, they're going to make some magic happen. And I'm glad that you, yourself, Tanya, and Greg definitely did that.
Yes, yes. I mean, they helped me out a lot as far as that goes. Tanya, very professional. Greg, you know, he had the whole thing set up. Like you said, y'all must have had that thing set up for a while because, you know, I just kind of fell right into place like a nice little puzzle. You know, they helped me out a whole lot through that shoot. And Tanya looked great, man. Looked great. But, you know, Big Time got a lot of great-looking models, man. You know, like Angela and Chevy and Jamaica. She was on your last cover.
Whew. Oh, yes. Chanel's been, Coco Chanel's been in there. Mm. Candy's been in there.
Candy, yeah. A lot of people, man. But we got some others, man, like Tell and Coco, man. Those girls, man, they're beautiful girls. Also, we was thinking about doing some other things, you know, some things that we would like to touch bases with you on as far as a little promoting the people products, especially some upcoming businesses. If you got some products or merchandise that you want to advertise, you know, the way we was thinking is, hey, what better way to, especially, let's say, a clothing line, what better way to advertise your clothing line than have models wearing it, you know? So that's something that we're looking at getting into with Big Time, you know? So if anybody out there listening got an upcoming business and they need a little bit of marketing and distribution and want some gorgeous models like myself wearing their merchandise, advertising it, send it to Big Time. Send it for the Big Time. We'd definitely be glad to help you out.
And you know what's crazy? A lot of, and JoJo can attest to this too, like, because her being a model as well, like, a lot of people don't realize that's where the money comes in at. It's not everyone goes, oh, if you're going to shoot with me, if a photographer's going to shoot with me, it's going to be, you got to pay me to shoot with me. But the money doesn't come from the photographers. It comes from investors. Investors,
that's right.
And advertisers. That's where the money comes
and
in
sponsors.
At. A lot of people missed that idea. Thank you. Jojo, can you please remind these people that?
Sponsors.
Sponsors.
The wonderful sponsors.
I mean, It's 2015, and people just still don't get that. Like, I don't get, like, stop being afraid to ask somebody. As simple as that.
That's right. I think if we, you know, we collaborate, you know, with Big Time and you know, and Human Canvas, I think we can make something like that happen. You know what I mean? I mean, because I'm looking at the models and I'm seeing photos from Indiana, Texas, Atlanta,
yeah.
North Carolina, Richmond, everywhere. You know, so I mean, definitely if we can collaborate, we can definitely make something big happen. Seriously.
Yeah, and that's what I love, man. Like, even before the magazine. And I got to ask you a question about that as far as in a second. Like, the DMV was supporting the radio show before the magazine. There's always so much support in DMV. Like, if you're really positive and about something, people in DMV support you. And, you know, what is it about the DMV, man, that people are so positive like that? Because there's a lot of areas they don't freaking get that. They wonder why we kind of are taking so many steps backwards instead of forward.
I wish I knew the real answer to that, but, you know, I get out and I talk about what's going on a lot, and I try to touch bases with a lot of people, you know, not just online and things of that nature, but I just like to talk to people face to face and let them know what I'm trying to do and what we're trying to do. And if you can get out there, you can touch people, you know, face to face as opposed to online or trying to send some kind of brochure or something like that, then, you know, you get better reception from people. But for the most part, here in Richmond, you know, we really don't have anything as far as a big, huge modeling agency goes. We don't have that. So a lot of people are interested, but they just don't have the awareness, you know. So we just try to put the awareness out there a little bit. And, you know, it's kind of getting behind us. You know, a lot of people are interested in, you know, in photo shoots and things of that nature, but they're a little bit nervous about it. So when they see somebody, at least with a little guts to get up there and give it a shot, you know, they get behind them a little bit.
So I guess what you were also saying is sometimes it tends to be that cities that's, you know, that don't necessarily have the big markets yet, you know, they're more hungry, so that's why the support group is just so much stronger.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay.
I think that, you know, we're not California or New York where, you know, that's on every street corner. You know, like I said, we don't have anything that's big like that. And right now we're not huge or anything like that. We're growing, that's for sure, but we're not huge. And, you know, with all the different models that we have, they, you know, each of them got their own little group of people who get behind them. And, you know, when you add it all up, it just comes out to be, you know, a nice little package deal. So, you know, and then we try to keep in communication with everybody, so, and let them know what we're doing. If you check out our Facebook, we constantly updating it all the time, you know, talking about things. And like I said, we get out here face to face and talk to people too.
This is, like you said, a little stuff, man. All right, we hold on just for a moment. We come back, we're going to chop it up some more. And, yeah, I mean, see, I'm JoJo's brand new, so we're going to see what crazy stuff she got to ask you. Because, you know, you think I'm nice, like, She's gonna play you a little bit. JoJo's freaky. She can get some stuff. Just on the last show, I learned JoJo can get some stuff out of the people on the show. And I thought, you know, and I'm a maestro, so I'm impressed. But I'm okay. JoJo can get some stuff out of the people. All right, so we come back.
I'm nice. What are you talking about?
I'm not saying you're not nice, but you're just good at getting information out of people.
What information do you speak of?
Oh, Lord. We'll be back in a second, people. I'm like, you know, I can't give away all the surprises so soon. All right, we'll be back, people. This is Martin Carr. This is Track Get Away, and we'll be back after this.
It's not hard to see. Life's running away with me. I'm caught up in a maze. Feeling all alone on those rainy days. There's nowhere to run. I got nowhere to hide, yeah, yeah. Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside, yeah. It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside. It's the only thing that I need right now. It's for a better day. I wanna get away. I'm not afraid.
All right, we're back on Life at a Dust Live. There was your boy, Barton Carr, all the way from the UK. Always glad to show him some love. So I tell people all the time, man, y'all never know who and where they listen from the show. And that dude, man, supports the show like crazy. And I have seen people call in, say, what, 2, 7 in the morning or whatever, for whenever they're calling when the show's on here. That is major love right there, I'm telling you. So, yes, so we're back in the building, and we got my boy Charles, the big time model in the building.
What's up?
All right, so, JoJo, I'll let you take the stand and, you know, do your thing.
What is big time modeling?
What is big time modeling?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was the question, JoJo. Okay. Big Time Modeling, that's an organization that right now is featuring new and upcoming models and actually giving them an opportunity to do photo shoots, to do advertisements, and actually see themselves in magazines. You have people who barely even thought that they could look good in a picture. You know, on a photo, just average, or thinking that they were just average. But when they went to Big Time, they ended up in magazines, and people calling about them for other magazines. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I went there. I never really thought about being in a magazine or anything like that. But you know, obviously, Greg saw something that I didn't even know about, to be honest. And, you know, he just said, well, hey, let's get in here. Let's see what happens. You know, and he did that with a few people. And they actually ended up on the covers of magazines. Think about that, though. That's crazy. One day you're just chilling, and the next day you're on the cover of a magazine, people buying it. It's crazy. I mean, it's just love. It really is. I mean, I love dealing with him. You know, not just because he did that, but because he was professional and things worked out, you know, real well, which, you know, I didn't expect it to even become anything like this. And now I'm doing a telephone interview with 3 million people listening. I'm loving it. So, Big Time is just, it's been great.
Yes, sir.
Well, so he does have a good little setup going on here.
You said what now?
I was giving you a compliment.
Oh, okay. She gave you a compliment? Wow.
I said Sammy does have a good little thing going on here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely.
Before I've been co-hosting training, I did have my first interview on here.
Yes, that was true. You've grown a lot since then.
Think said it was like my fourth feature, but yeah, that was my first interview. It was fun.
No. Thank you. Everybody should have gas me yesterday. Don't be getting me high in the sky.
I can't be doing too much.
I'll be walking around tomorrow talking trash.
All I gotta do is talk about how Dallas lost to Houston, and you'll come back now.
Okay, all right, that's it. All right, That's enough of that. See, Charles.
Was she talking about the Cowboys?
No, she's talking about because she talked about the Mavs, and the Rockets, and she's been riding me about that over and over.
Okay.
Because last week on the show, the Rockets were playing the Mavs, and the Rockets won, and he didn't know, and I found out because I was on Facebook all on the show, and I brought it to his attention.
They beat Miami the other night. Hey, so can't talk too much. But it's going to be a tough week, man. People being cheap, doing cheap shots, and hurt my boy Rondo. It's going to be a rough week.
That's LA always doing that.
All right, so hold on one moment, guys.
Well,
we got callers.
Sports for a minute. Oh, we have callers?
Yes.
We didn't have callers last week.
Oh, That's why you'll never know. You never know who's going to call the show or not.
We didn't have callers last week. We just had Mr. Anthony trying to sell me on Grant Hill being a Rockets player.
I know. He called me out of nowhere everything. He was letting you have it.
I have blonde in my hair. That's why. He thinks that because I have blonde in my hair, I'm embracing my full blondness. And thinking that Grant Hill was a part of the Rockets, which he never was.
No, it's the ones that's like that are the ones that's hair that's dyed black that seem to be these days because they hide their blonde roots. Those are the ones that have questions to.
No, I dyed mine blonde. I want it blonde hot.
Yes, it's not on purpose. All right, so now we get my boy Charles back in the building.
Yes, sir.
We got a social caller. We're going to go to the first caller. Boy, Greg. What's up, Greg?
What's up, fellas?
G-Money.
What's up? Yo, loving the interview, man. Loving the interview. Yo, I want to say something before I say anything else.
Go ahead.
Charles and Chuck has been real cool about, you know, boosting up big time. But the one thing I got to do is I have to say we did this together. The thing is, no one hardly knows this, and if I say Chuck, that's what I call him. Chuck will attest to this. Me and Chuck known each other for like 15 years. The first time I've ever considered becoming a photographer and doing a little modeling agency type thing or publicist type thing, it was me and Chuck. We started this a long time ago. We were working at this particular place, and we started something a long time ago. It never got off the ground. It never did. But this was something that he and I have first started doing. And, you know, and it always stuck with me, but it was something that he and I first started doing. So, you know, he was giving me, you know, credit for building big time. But what he, you know, he seems to forget is that I probably wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for him in the first place. So, you know, that's part of the reason why I decided, you know, to give him a shot. Now, I'll be honest, did not think he was going to go the way it did. Did not think he was going to kind of blow up the way he has. I'm proud of him. And, you know, basically that's what I came on here to say. I'm proud of him, what he's been doing. You know, I don't think people are understanding. I took my first pictures of Chuck maybe a few months ago, like maybe December-ish, no, maybe November-ish. By January, he was in his first magazine. Not only was he for his first magazine, he was on the cover of his first magazine. And then, you know, this month, he's doing this incredible spread in Human Canvas. So, you know, there's not many models that can say that. So, I mean, thank you for all the credit and all the praise, but, you know, the brother did his thing, and, you know, I'm proud of having part of the team.
I told him from the beginning I was gorgeous, so, I mean, you know, that accounts.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. I just wanted to reiterate that.
And
I want to know, Facebook is buzzing for that gorgeous thing. I've had a couple of people hit me up because of your little gorgeous comment. So, but I won't go say nothing about that right now.
Do you want me to lie? I'm just telling the truth, man. That's just what
And I feel you. I feel you. But, you know, I don't feel bad because, you know, Seti warned everybody before this whole thing even started that he has no idea what's going to come out of your mouth. And when you said gorgeous, I looked at the screen and I was like, no, he didn't just do that. And then my phone just blew up. So, you know, because we got the whole team listening to you. I just want you to know that the whole team listening to you. So, you know, everybody, and most of them wanted to work with you up until you said gorgeous. I don't know how it will be now, but nobody wanted to be outstaged, you know what I'm saying? Especially you're talking about female models. I got some nice female models, but none of my female models want to be in a picture with somebody beautiful than they are. So, you know, you might want to watch it.
Listen, Tanya held her own, and you know she did. Tanya came in a close second. She did her thing.
Tanya did her thing, and you know, what did you say, a close second? She came with a cold. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and let you go. There's not enough room on this phone for all of us. Man, I just wanted to jump on here and tell you, man, I'm proud of you, man. And
thank you.
We're
thank
about
you
to do
too,
some
man.
Big things in 2015.
Yes,
and,
definitely.
You know, and Seti, you know, you always got my back, and I appreciate that. And, you know, we're just about to do some big things, so.
That's one thing that Sadie really
has
want.
Everyone's back.
That's
huh?
one thing that
I said Sadie has everyone's back, but we have to stop blowing up his head because he's gonna get mad.
But before we finish, listen, let me. I got one more thing for him. Okay.
So hold on, because he's talking for both of y'all. So hold on. All right, so what's up, Renato? Renato Creative is in the building. What's up, Renato?
I know him.
What's going on? I wanted to give shout outs to Greg and Chuck, Charles, and definitely want to shout out Tanya. It was a great spread. You did a wonderful job, Greg. Definitely want to give you a shout out. Thanks for the support, and I will continue to support you, Greg.
Hey, Renato, thank you, man. We appreciate that, bro.
Yo, I don't want to keep doing this because I'm going to start sounding like a big kiss ass, but. Ronaldo is another brother that's been behind me from you know, the beginning. This man said some things to me. I didn't even know he was helping me. And ever since then, man, he's been giving me some great knowledge, man, and I appreciate it. And y'all need to check this man's stuff out because he's doing some major stuff on his website. And Charles, I know this about you, but Ronaldo, before you leave, make sure you – just give everybody that website, man, because they got to see it, especially that new art exhibit, man. They got to see it.
Renato, so, thank you, man.
No problem. But, yeah, what he's talking about is I'm working on a new project, and I actually have a real princess from Africa that I'm planning to shoot. So definitely check out RenatoCreative.com/, if you don't look at nothing else, RenatoCreative.com/AfricanQueens. It's a great project to uplift young girls and women. And I'm adding kings, so Chuck, if you would like to be in it, I'm adding kings. I'm Charles, my father.
Well, you can go Chuck or Charles, and yeah, I'm your king. Don't worry about it.
Y'all have no idea. Y'all have no – I deal with this all the time. Y'all have no idea.
Oh,
yo,
man.
I'm telling y'all, he is the one of the best guys I know. You know, but, you know, sometimes.
But, he's just letting everybody know he's gorgeous. That's
yeah, yeah, and he made sure everybody knew all three. Well, I'm sorry. I said I apologize. That's just 3 million. And it's just more than that now. He made sure everybody knew. So, but, you know, still, that's Charles.
Everybody has to have a gimmick.
I want to thank you for giving me that opportunity, too. So.
Oh, no problem, man. And it's crazy because it's like a lot. Everyone that's on this show has been like an integral part of. There's different things happening, man. Like JoJo, you know, I've known JoJo for a little bit now, a little bit over a year now. And
all my awesomeness.
No, matter of fact, wait, no, I know you for about 2 years. I just did the math from that, about 2 years.
And all of my awesomeness.
Yeah, sure.
You sound awesome, man. Give it an awesomeness. Yo, if Charles can be gorgeous, she can be awesome. Please, give her the awesomeness.
She is. JoJo, though, I think she look good. She look good, you know. I give her credit.
But JoJo's
was,
not
man.
Conceited.
No, you're
JoJo's
not.
JoJo's not
that's
conceited.
One thing. I
just know I'm awesome.
Except for, yes. I mean, I that's one thing I can say about her. Like, it is crazy, y'all. Like, last week, like her first time on the show. She just like, you thought she was on here forever. Like how it was like, you're like, this is her first show. What the heck just happened? Like,
well,
she just took over the show.
I think
Pookie
was the word.
In. Yes, that word. Oh, Lord, there we go. Thank you. But,
don't blame
man,
me.
She's great.
Play my awesomeness.
Greg, Renato, y'all, I think y'all like brothers, man. Y'all have been photographers who have supported Human Canvas. Y'all will support Dust Spot, supporting Human Canvas, support man, supporting Isles of Divine, everything, man. Like, a lot of people don't get this. Like, in order for black businesses to succeed, we got to support them, especially when good people are treating people right. And, I mean, a lot of people don't get that. Hey, we can, you know, it's not saying that you can't use something that's not black owned, but when you got a chance to use to uplift another black person and make something happen, support them. And y'all have been photographers who have supported me. Y'all have just brought so many miles to the table, so many different elements of people. They see you putting your stamp on it. They're like, I'm going to support that because Renato stamps on it. Greg stamps is on it. And then, of course, that's how I met Charles. Charles, man, you're a good dude. Appreciate you for being in the magazine. You know, appreciate you for, you know, just listening to Greg, man, being one of those people that, you know, when Greg said, hey, trust this movement, you trust him. And I appreciate that.
Oh, yes, sir. We just beginning down here. Hey, Greg, do me a favor. Hey, get that Jamaica my number, okay? Do that. Make a note for me.
Live radio, please, if you don't mind.
Oh, we still live?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're still live.
Live for 9 more minutes.
We're live for another 5 minutes.
Can we run that back or something? Or,
you
know? Oh my god!
But no, I mean, yeah, that was nothing good with Jamaica, man. That's one of the newest ones to the family that you added to the bunch. Wow.
Yo, hold on. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Her.
And I wanted to tell you something about Jamaica. Jamaica. There is some things you're going to see from Jamaica in the next couple of months, maybe even sooner, that's going to blow your mind.
Hey, Greg.
Be quiet.
Greg. Hey, JoJo.
Yes, sir.
Well, since Greg is listening, JoJo. Can you get Tanya my number? Tanya, can you get Tanya my number for me? Greg,
Greg seems to
have a problem with it, you know what I mean? Angela, how about Angela? About two Kims. No.
You're too much. Hey. You're due here, man.
Yo, I warned you.
Due here.
I warned you.
People thought I was selling a dream when I said. See, when I write these bios for these episodes, I really put what's going to happen even before the show even going to happen. Like, I just know, I just have a hunch. This dude here was definitely what I said, off the wall.
And I warned you. That's what I'm going to say. I warned you.
You did warn me that when I put it, not a lie, you did tell me that. Like, he wore Off the Wall to Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson had an album called Off the Wall.
Yo, hey, let me tell you this real quick story for you before y'all go off. Yo, and this is ironic. When me and him were talking, right, and this is how ironic it was. Me and him was talking, and this was before, you know, we worked out the whole, you know, we had discussed the whole radio spot.
Right.
Chuck, stop. This is before we discussed the whole radio spot. Chuck and I were talking. And, you know, we joke back and forth about his arrogance. But he really isn't that conceited, y'all. So please don't think he is. He's confident. He's confident as hell. But he's really not that conceited. But we joke a lot about it. So I was saying to him, you know, that he was telling me to have Ofer call, you know, his people. And I'm like, I am your people, you know. And then that same night, I got the thing for you to do this show. So I had to tell him. So he'd already told me the Oprah was going to call, and then we got Teddy calling, so I was already messed up.
Here's a fun fact, though. Ready for something fun? No, this is a little ironic about that. My real, because he's trying to play me, my real cousin is Stedman. That's the ironic part about it.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Now he's going to ask for your phone number next.
Not going to get that good.
Yeah.
He probably
get the other models he was asking for. He wanted to ask for your number next. Chuck will be the first person on the cover of O Magazine. Just smile.
My number is 777-93-11. Oh, man. I cannot play with y'all, man. All right, so let me go ahead and remind the listeners, if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all know you can listen back at blogtalkradio.com/CDJ. That's C-E-D-D-Y letter J. You can listen to it on iTunes by typing in Dustspot Radio Network. And, shoot, man, there's a million other places. Facebook, Dustspot.com, that's DUSKSPOT.com, which that's if you're also in the entertainment industry, join. The site is free. It's supporting you. There's no more you can ask for than that.
Grab issue 17 of Human Canvas. Do that.
Yes.
Check out Charles. Oh, and Tanya. Woo. Issue 17.
Yo, real quick,
order
check
that.
Out Facebook.com, big time. You can see Charles and all the models. You know, it's we're doing big things in RVA. 2015 is gonna be about us.
That's what it is.
Appreciate it, Chuck. I mean, appreciate it, Teddy.
Appreciate it, Teddy.
No problem.
Joe. One love, y'all.
Peace. All right, so I'm going to let you, JoJo, let them know how they can follow you. Because obviously, we obviously got to handle that order of business.
About that. They just have to find me on Facebook through yours and just figure out my Snapchat and everything else like that.
You say it's too much work to remember all that?
It is. Wait. Instagram, Southwest JoJo. I remember that one. That was short.
Yes.
SWJOJO.
Simple. Yeah. I love the new pictures, man. And I shout out to you for embracing that concept. And shout out to Photo Blush for making that happen. That was wild, like the jungle theme. Because when I first saw the idea, it's like, oh, man, this photographer is going to trip the heck out when he sees this idea. I'm like, oh, man, okay. Because he came with some ideas like, man, he's on to something. So, yeah.
Well, these crazy people thought it was a real snake. And I was just like, no. JoJo is not going to be found anywhere near a snake.
Yes, I'll definitely tell you. That's like somebody putting some fake spiders in there. If I see the spiders, it's not happening.
No snakes, it's not happening. I'm not doing it. No creepy crawlies, none of that. No. But the picture did come out good. The people said it should have been bigger. They said the file was bigger. They could have done better, but it came out
bigger.
Good.
No, we don't. You don't need to be bigger. Because we got to look at you more. It was more focused on you. We wanted to make it look crazy, but we got to still make sure that you are the focal point in there. So
I am the focal point.
Yes. So there you go. And so also to Renato, I appreciate you for calling in, bro, as always. And so, yeah, we rolling on out.
Shout out
See
to
y'all.
Super Bowl for finally being over.
Oh, JoJo. Let it go.
I had to do it. Prayers to Bobby Christina. I hope she recovers.
Yes. That's just too ironic. Like, how the heck? I'll tell you, man, thank God we have two shows a week because I can never get all the news stories out in one show. It's just so much happening.
This is one of those weeks. Right now.
This is one of those weeks where so much happened at one time. So, oh my God. Wednesday, we got photographer Calvin Brown, who's here in the Fort Worth area, so I cannot chop it up with him. He actually shot the cover of the new Hubie Cameras magazine. He shot one of the covers. Ronaldo, who's on the show, he shot the other cover. So, big ups to that. And we'll be, I've also tuned to Glitz and Glamour tomorrow. They come on every Tuesday. That's going to be a crazy show. Tomorrow's show is about kissing cousins. Woo! So get real. All right, y'all, we out. Peace.